Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and we got lots to talk about this hour. We invite your phone calls, 888-302-3684. Back from the Jewish holidays, we had a little bit of a hiatus last week. That means lots of pent-up information that I want to get out in your direction. So call us at 888-302-3684 if you want to pose a question before we get to our callers. By the way, happy Columbus Day. It's always something. It's Columbus Day. As some people would prefer to call it, Indigenous Americans Day. That's a more PC way of saying Columbus, you know, controversial guy, right? You know. Okay. This study is a remarkable breakthrough study. And I feel it's a real vindication of the work that I've been doing for the past decade or so in helping patients with cognitive decline, even Alzheimer's disease, but also some of the worried patients who have a strong family history of Alzheimer's disease. They're concerned about genetic risk. And you know, virtually all of us are headed towards some degree of age-related cognitive decline. It's a huge problem. Alzheimer's disease is the major cause of age-related cognitive decline. 5.4 million American patients suffer from it, 30 million globally. The incidence is going to skyrocket. The prospect for the future, 13 million Americans and 160 million individuals globally projected for 2050. And that's going to sink our medical system because the burden, the economic burden, the burden in terms of healthcare workers and caregivers is going to be just incalculable. And part of the problem is that most of the drugs, in fact, all of the drugs so far, I could say it unequivocally, all of the drugs so far have only provided short-term, minor, symptomatic relief. And it's unsustained, and there's little or no effect on disease progression. And that's an admitted failure by big pharma. They've actually pulled back in their R&D on Alzheimer's because they've spent so many hundreds of millions, perhaps billions of dollars on Alzheimer's research, and they've come up with drugs that are unsatisfactory. So natural approaches clearly have a lot to recommend them because A, they're cheaper, they're available now, and people want an answer. And a few weeks ago, I wrote about this in our newsletter. By the way, you can subscribe at drhoffman.com. There's a box there you can put in your email, and please subscribe because we have great articles every week. So a few weeks ago, I weighed in with, I think it's 21 suggestions, things to do to stave off cognitive decline. And in this new study in the journal Aging, many of them are incorporated, and it's a remarkable study because it was done at UCLA and it was sponsored by the Buck Institute for Research on Aging. And I have a feeling that somebody died and left a lot of money in endowment so that they could stay. They died of invariably Alzheimer's disease. And they left a big endowment for study of how this disease could be arrested. And it's a remarkable study because they used a very, very detailed therapeutic plan. And I'm going to share some of the details with you momentarily on a group of 10 patients. And 9 out of the 10 patients had significant improvements. For example, there was a 67-year-old female who had a 2-year history of memory decline. She is now normal for 2.5 years and working. There was a 70-year-old male who had a 4-year history of memory decline. He had a neuropsychiatric test that was positive for cognitive decline. And his diagnosis was Alzheimer's disease. He's improved. And his memory test has shown a significant improvement. And on it goes. People who were suffering from memory decline improved working. The only person who did not respond well was a 60-year-old female who had a 4-year history of rapid decline in memory. She had late Alzheimer's disease, and she continued to decline. She did not respond to the program. So it's not, you know, 9 out of 10, that ain't bad. So what are the components of the program? Well, the components are many faceted. Patients are given a choice of several low-glycemic, low-inflammatory, low-grain diets. Remember the book Grain Brain that's made such a hit? It's a bestseller by Dr. David Perlmutter, who we've interviewed here on our podcast and has been a frequent guest. Low-grain diets were a key feature of this approach. Another interesting aspect of this is a little something called intermittent fasting, which is don't eat later than a certain time. Have 12 hours each night where you do not eat. That actually revs up the body's waste disposal system, as it were, reduces inflammation. So every patient was supposed to have at least 12 hours every night where they were fasting, including 3 hours prior to bedtime. Don't eat anything prior to bedtime. There was yoga, meditation. There was sleep optimization. If patients didn't sleep well, they were given melatonin or tryptophan. They were told to optimize their sleep. It was also made sure that they didn't have sleep apnea, and if that was the case, that was treated. They were told to exercise 30 to 60 minutes per day, 4 to 6 days per week. How many of us do that? Not that many, but that's ultra important for the brain. If their homocysteine was above 7, that's a pretty low threshold. They were given methylated B12, MTHF, which is a form of folate, methyl tetrahydrofolate. It's like a deluxe body-ready form of folic acid. P5P, which is another body-ready form of vitamin B6, and trimethylglycine to the point where they got their homocysteine under 7. Their B12 was optimized. They checked their B12 because that's important. Their B12 had to be over 500. Usually the threshold is, if it's over 200, no problem. Well, in this study, they said, got to be over 500, so give methyl B12. They were given an anti-inflammatory diet to lower C-reactive protein, and they were given other agents that help to do that, curcumin and omega-3 fatty acids. Their hormones were optimized. Their thyroid was checked, and progesterone and pregnenolone and were administered, which are brain-healthy nutrients. Their gastrointestinal system was addressed. They were given probiotics and prebiotics. They were given ashwagandha. They were given Bacopa, which helps with cognitive impairment, magnesium taurate, vitamin D3, and vitamin K2. Acetyl L-carnitine, DHA, antioxidants were given, mixed tocopherols and tocotrienol, selenium, blueberries, N-acetylcysteine, ascorbic acid, alpha-lipoic acid. Their mitochondrial function was optimized. They were given coenzyme Q10 and acetyl L-carnitine, selenium, zinc, resveratrol, and thiamine. They were given resveratrol. And if they had heavy metal toxicity, the mercury, lead, and cadmium was chelated. And then they were given medium-chain triglyceride oils like coconut oil or a specific medical food called Axona, which is actually marketed specifically for cognitive decline. So they followed this multi-step program, and the results were dramatic. I mean, there's no way around it. The results were dramatically better than could be achieved with any of the medications on the market. And this is I predict this study is a milestone in our understanding of how to address in the here and now our epidemic of cognitive decline. And it's a template for practitioners across the country and throughout the world to follow with their patients. And this is just going to give me new ammo to help motivate patients to follow this. It's an arduous program. It's a program, if you're severely cognitively impaired, you're going to need family help and support and caregiver support in order to accomplish this. But this can create miraculous improvements in cognition, memory, and function, and stave off the inevitable cognitive decline that occurs with aging, and also help us minimize the toll of Alzheimer's disease. It's a fabulous study, and I posted it on Facebook, so like me on Facebook, you can find that study there. Reversal of Cognitive Decline, a Novel Therapeutic Program, in the September 2014 edition of the journal Aging. All right, we'll take your phone calls momentarily, 888-302-3684 if you want to get through. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
This traffic report from the bloodstream brought to you by Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Well, that inbound blood flow is really slowing down now due to plaque from cholesterol, but help's on the way from Kyolic. More than 750 peer-reviewed research studies indicate that Kyolic not only keeps circulation moving smoothly, it also helps improve a number of cardiovascular risk factors. Kyolic provides powerful antioxidants that help keep your arteries healthy. It reduces homocysteine, a risk factor for heart disease. Unlike other garlic products, Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract is made from 100% organically grown garlic, is completely odorless, and won't upset your stomach. With all of these heart-healthy benefits, it's no surprise that Kyolic is the best-selling garlic supplement in the world. Look for Kyolic at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere. Help keep your system stay humming along with Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract today.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you this weekend. And Jamie from Iowa has got a comment on that cognitive enhancement program. Hey, Jamie, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good, thanks.
I was just calling to see if, you know, if there are doctors that are doing this program, or is this too new yet, you know, before they're actually putting it into place?
No, doctors are actually doing this program. I think this may be one of the first times that it's been studied and validated and published in a medical journal. But doctors have been doing this kind of work for a really long time. And, you know, Dr. David Perlmutter has written a book entitled Grain Brain about precisely this type of program. There are probably hundreds, if not thousands, of complementary practitioners across the country, holistic MDs and DOs and nutritionally oriented chiropractors and naturopaths and nutritionists who are aware of this information and are sharing it with their patients, you know, in one degree or another. They may not incorporate, you know, every single element of this program, this is now common knowledge that this is not just a hypothetical and, yeah, it's wishful thinking, that it really can work. So, yeah, it's available, and, you know, you're out there in Iowa, but there are nutritionally oriented practitioners around there. And, you know, you may want to go to, you know, get a directory of complementary physicians. There's one organization that I belong to called ACAM. www.acam.org is a listing of complementary practitioners, but that's it's ACAM, ACAM, ACAM.org. And that's, you know, that'll give you a leg up on that. Was it something that you're contemplating undertaking for you or for a loved one?
No, it would be for me. I'm 38, and I've been having some cognitive issues for about the past 5 to 6 years. Mm-hmm. And, you know, had numerous tests and studies and not right. able to find anything. And so I'm just been kind of searching on my own.
Yeah, so, I mean, the problem is sometimes they don't look at the right thing. So in a woman, there could actually be, you know, hormonal problems. There could be thyroid problems. You may not be absorbing B12 adequately. You may have blood sugar issues. I mean, blood sugar issues are often associated with cognitive problems in younger people. If your blood sugar is up and then it's down, you know, your brain won't work well. And many patients suffer from food allergies. So, you know, getting rid of gluten or getting rid of dairy or whatever you're sensitive to may clear your head and make you, you know, think straight. So you don't necessarily have to conclude that you have some dread disease that's going to be progressive and you're going to become an invalid. It may just be, you know, a correctable factor. And that's why, you know, these multifaceted programs, you know, we work on a multiplicity of causative agents in various diseases. And, you know, it's not like one single magic bullet. Like, here's, you know, here's a drug that's going to, like, fix you all up. It's, you know, looking at a variety of pathways that lead, you know, that may conspire together to lead you to have less than optimal focus and concentration. So, you know, that's sure. That's the idea.
Okay, great. Well, I appreciate your information.
Oh, thanks very much. And thanks for listening to us out there in Iowa. All right. It's just mentioned that I have been invited to a wedding in, of all places, in Mexico. This is a popular thing now, destination weddings. That's what the kids are doing. They're going to, like, some exotic venue. So, yeah, do I need to go to Mexico? All right, fine, I'll go to Mexico. But part of the problem is down there in Mexico, this is near Cancun, it's a mosquito-ridden area. And I have been test-driving a new product, which is actually a sponsor of this program. It's called Cedarside. And it was originally designed for pets, but it can be used for humans. They have a version of it for people called Cedarside Best Yet Biting Insect Spray. And believe it or not, summer is over. But here in Manhattan, where I live, I leave the window open because it's nice and cool at night. I don't need the air conditioner anymore. And in the middle of the night, I wake up and little mosquitoes have found me. I live on the 21st floor. So I sprayed this. I did a little test. I sprayed the stuff on my skin, on my exposed parts, my face, my hands, because the rest is under the covers. And darn if this stuff doesn't repel mosquitoes. So I'm going to take a big supply of this down to Mexico, because this is a mosquito-ridden area of the world. They have mosquitoes the size of swallows down there to fend off whatever, you know, dengue and all kinds of horrendous tropical diseases. And I'd much prefer to use this than chemicalized sprays like DEET. It works against mosquitoes, it works against fleas and animals, and it works also to provide some protection against ticks, which can spread Lyme disease. So I recommend it very highly. The place where you get it, Cedarside.com. Refills of the product are available at CedarsideStore.com. Check it out. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. We'll be right back. 888-302-3684 for phone calls on Intelligent Medicine.
Did you know that two of the top five most prescribed drugs in this country are for digestive disorders? It's a fact. Hi, I'm Susie Cohen, author of The 24-Hour Pharmacist. One of the questions I'm most frequently asked is how to relieve and eliminate digestive discomfort. Many people don't realize that indigestion, heartburn, bloating, or gas are often caused by a bacterial imbalance in the GI tract. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics exclusive formula delivers a live, viable blend of beneficial bacteria directly to the source of your discomfort, relieving uncomfortable symptoms. I recommend Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics for healthy digestion and overall good health because it's backed by 25 years of research. This exclusive formula improves digestive pH and helps you regain bacterial balance by correcting the root cause of digestive issues. I encourage you to discover the Dr. O'Hara difference for yourself.
Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Why do I use Clear Sinus Care? Because I like to breathe.
Because I hate having a dry nose.
There are a lot of reasons to use Clear Sinus Care, the nasal rinse and sinus spray with xylitol. But the best reason is because it works.
I use Clear because my doctor told me to.
Because it's all natural.
Clear, spelled X-L-E-A-R, moisturizes and soothes those dry and irritated sinuses. Clear Sinus Care not only helps with dry air problems, it also helps wash away pollens, pollutants, and other airborne contaminants, making your sinus passageways all clear.
Because my snoring was keeping my wife awake.
Because now I'm not all stuffed up.
And because it's all natural, Clear is 100% safe for children. The perfect way to keep your whole family healthy and breathing right. Prevent the misery and stop the suffering with Clear. That's X-L-E-A-R at Clear.com and fine retailers.
Available at Whole Foods, Vitamin Shoppe, and other fine natural products retailers.
Wellness is just a click away. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. This week on our website at drhoffman.com, I put up an article on thyroid and new endocrine guidelines. The thyroid establishment is pushing back on natural thyroid prescribing. They want to use only synthetic thyroid. That's T4, otherwise known as Synthroid L-thyroxin. And, you know, I think it's a real disservice to patients because many patients benefit from T4, T3 combinations like Armour Thyroid and Natural Desiccated Thyroid. I think it really makes a difference. So check out that article now posted at drhoffman.com. And next week I'm going to take on another part of the endocrine establishment because the conventional testosterone guys are saying that we shouldn't be using testosterone replacement for men for anti-aging purposes. We should only be using it if you have very serious, complete collapse of your testosterone production. And again, that it, I think that that's a huge disservice to the millions of men who benefit from replacement with natural testosterone. So, it's very disheartening because the therapies that really make a difference for patients in my practice are now therapies that the endocrine establishment is pushing back on. And I will share an article next week on testosterone. Subscribe to our newsletter or check out drhoffman.com. All right, let's talk now to Shelley. Shelley is a return caller. Hi, Shelley. How are you?
Hi, Dr. Hoffman. I have to preface this call by thanking you for the advice you gave me when I called a few months ago regarding my weight loss problem. You recommended pancreatic enzymes, and I immediately began gaining weight. I'm just grateful beyond words.
Oh, that's fabulous. That's great to hear, because that's such a tough problem. It's a difficult problem.
It's a serious problem.
Yeah.
After starting an exercise regimen of walking every day for 5 weeks, my feet and lower legs became severely swollen and painful. Mm-hmm. I went to a vein specialist thinking it might be varicose veins, but he said it was not the veins in my legs. He wants to do an MRV, like in Victor, of the abdomen to check the veins in my stomach.
Okay, so let me ask you, how swollen are your legs and feet? I mean,
extremely,
like really visibly
doctor, extremely okay. swollen.
So
painful.
So okay,
pain,
so
burning.
Okay, so I got to say that, I mean, that's a prudent step because if he's done an analysis of the veins, you know, probably did what's called a Doppler, and it shows fairly decent circulation, there's no blockage, then you have to see if the blockage is occurring further up. I mean, that's the medically prudent thing to do. And so, you know, I don't know, unless we have that test result, I really can't tell you where to go on this situation. I mean, there are many causes for swelling, some of which are obstructions. The obstructions can be due to dangerous things or benign things. The other possibility is, you know, sometimes when the kidneys don't function properly and you leak protein from your body, you can get an overall swelling. You can get swelling from a thyroid problem. You know, it's called mixed edema. It's got the word edema in it, which means swelling, and low thyroid can sometimes cause that. You know, it can also be due to heart problems, and you have to check that out because heart failure can cause fluid to accumulate in the lower extremity. So that's, you got to go through a process of differentiation on that. And, hey, you know, it seems like we're doing a sort of stepwise consultation with you. You need some tests, figure out what's going on, and then, you know, call us in a few weeks and we figure out what's causing the problem. I'm not going to recommend, you know, this or that or the other supplement because that would be facile. We got to really get to the bottom of this and find out precisely what is the cause of this current situation. All right. This item is right in the middle of the Ebola scare. We got flu season coming up. A lot of people, you know, don't realize that, you know, most of the time at this time of year, when you get on a subway or when you get on a bus, people are pretty much okay. But just wait a few months because people will be sneezing and coughing. And this is going to create a lot of problems with Ebola looming on the horizon because people are literally going to be scared to get on a plane, get on a public conveyance, or get in a crowded place. And this is actually going to be the impetus for the public health authorities to call for everyone to get a flu vaccine. Now, when people ask me about the flu vaccine, I say I'm sort of agnostic about it. I'm neither a big proponent nor am I a big opponent of getting the flu vaccine. It's like it's six of one and a half dozen of the other. I think the protection it confers is not that great. And I think that the downside is probably not that great, except for some people who seem to get pretty sick when they get the flu vaccine. There's a concern about mercury in the vaccines, but unfortunately, precisely the folks who get the most sick with the flu and can endanger the fetus are pregnant women. So it's a real conundrum, you know, should you get the flu vaccine? But here's a story that really undercuts the rationale for flu shots in sick kids. It's actually a couple years old, but it's a study from the American Thoracic Association that shows that children who get the flu vaccine paradoxically have three times the risk of hospitalization for the flu. Now, that's crazy, because that's precisely the reason you get the flu vaccine, because if you have an underlying condition like diabetes or asthma and the flu could really set you back, you figure take the flu vaccine. But paradoxically, it doesn't protect these kids. And in fact, it renders them more likely to get hospitalized. So what they're saying in this article is that it's unlikely that the flu vaccine is the cause of the problem. But clearly, the flu vaccine does not protect these kids from precisely what the vaccine was intended to do, which is, okay, get a little flu, no biggie, right? You know, lose some time, it's uncomfortable, but, you know, that's part of nature. But hospitalization, yeah, we want to protect people who are at risk. It doesn't work in these kids. The children, especially the ones with asthma, were more likely to have serious flu complications landing them in the hospital. Unclear why, but it is thought-provoking. And, you know, still, I think there's room for skepticism about these mass vaccination programs. But this year, the pressure will be on, I assure you, because they're going to say, do your duty, get the flu shot, because we don't want to have mass panic in our crowded public conveyances and in our crowded cities when people start sneezing and coughing and all manner of havoc occurs as we suspect that the next person sitting on a train is suffering from Ebola. All right, let's take a break. When we return, more of your phone calls on this weekend edition of Intelligent Medicine. You rely on me to tell you about the latest, most effective products, and I've got one for you today. It's an organic bug spray, and it's a must-have for your home. Cedarside's original biting insect spray, formerly Cedarside Best Yet, from Cedarside.com. Cedarside Original is 100% USDA bio-preferred organic pest control, made from all-natural cedar oil, and both kills and repels bugs. It's a contact killer, yet not at all harmful to people, pets, or the environment. Cedarside.com offers a whole suite of organic pest control products to kill and eradicate bed bugs, mosquitoes, fleas, ticks, and mites. Cedarside.com products may be used in and around the home, and you could even create a pest barrier through your sprinkler system. Cedarside.com. When you check out, don't forget to type in Hoffman to get free shipping, or call 800-842-1464, 800-842-1464, and mention my name, Dr. Ronald Hoffman, for free shipping. That's Cedarside.com, 800-842-1464, the only pest control you'll ever need, and it's organic. Cedarside.com, 800-842-1464.
Did you know that doctors recommend omega-3 essential fatty acids for kids and grown-ups alike? Nordic Naturals, the number one fish oil in the U.S., offers omega-3s for everyone. In fact, Nordic Naturals has one of the largest product portfolios in the world. Our best-selling Ultimate Omega is available in soft gels or liquid, both with a light, clean lemon flavor and no fishy aftertaste. This concentrated formula has been clinically shown to support heart health. For children, kids everywhere love Nordic Naturals Children's DHA, offered in great-tasting strawberry liquid or chewable soft gels. New Omega Boost is a creamy, delicious formulation of omega-3s. With its great mango taste and velvety smooth texture, Nordic Naturals Omega Boost is a great choice for the whole family. Nordic Naturals carefully manages every step of production of our omega-3 fish oils from boat to bottle, so you can count on Nordic Naturals to be exceptionally pure, fresh, and effective. Nordic Naturals, for kids and grown-ups alike. Available at natural products retailers or online at nordicnaturals.com.
DrHoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. A reminder, this program is actually 2 hours long, so if you missed the first hour, or if you're part of the country where you don't hear the first hour, just go to drhoffman.com on Monday and download the podcast for hour one. Lots of useful information during hour one of Intelligent Medicine, heard weekly from noon to 2 p.m., Eastern Time. And next week you can listen live. You go to drhoffman.com and click on the Listen Live button, and you can hear the program in its entirety. All right, let's talk now to Jen, who is in New Jersey. How are you?
Yes, hi. Hi, doctor. Yeah. Last time I had blood tests done, my cholesterol was 235, so my doctor put me on a statin
That's a mistake, possibly. I'm not sure that's correct.
Yeah,
you say it like that's like the logical thing to do, but it isn't.
Well, I tried to tell her that I didn't want to, you know. I don't know. She says that, you know, that's good for you. And
well, wait a minute. Last time I checked, in America, we have the right to refuse medical care. And we have the right to certainly engage in a dialogue with doctors about whether or not these medications are beneficial for us. I'm not saying that it's not, but, you know, that's a whole process that I do with patients, because some patients really do require statins. But the majority, especially women with high cholesterol, often have very little need for statins. In fact, you're more likely to get the side effects than the benefits. So anyway, that's not actually your question. So far.
No. Okay. Well, so it did go down to 186, and she was pleased about that. And the other numbers were,
I mean, I'm glad you made your doctor happy. That's a good thing.
I know.
That's a good thing. Because there's not a lot to be happy about in the field of medicine these days. Okay.
Well, she, if she feels that it's good, I don't know.
That's the problem. You don't know. I mean, as a lay person, you know, there's a lot of trust involved, and, you know, so that's why we encourage people to do the due diligence and understand these issues.
Well, I feel that she's a doctor, and she is good, and she...
You know, my mother once gave me a button. You know, when I told her I was going to medical school, I came home, and she gave me a button and said, "Trust me, I'm a doctor." And we laughed about that, because it was an ironic statement, because we know that all too often medical pronouncements are wrong. But anyway, your question is about something else.
Yeah, but I just want to ask you, do you think taking a statin will it be harmful
it could be, but I just don't know in your situation. I mean, you have to know a heck of a lot more about you. You know, one of the problems with statins is they create a false sense of security. Your cholesterol's down, but maybe you've got other risk factors. Maybe you're not eating the right food. Maybe you're not exercising enough. Maybe you're overweight. And, you know, now your numbers are fine, so they say, fine, you know, we're good. But we're not, because these other risk factors will catch up to you. And, you know, wish it a buck for everyone who checks in with a heart attack who is on a statin drug. It's not, complete bulwark against all misfortune. So, you know, also a lot of women unnecessarily take statins. I see situations where women have a cholesterol of 235. You probably don't know your HDL, but your HDL might be 70 or 80, in which case it's totally, you know, probably superfluous to take a statin drug, because you're protected by your high level of HDL. But you don't know this information. Probably can't share it with me, so we can't have the discussion. But your question's about something else, right?
Yeah, okay. When my other blood test came back, my B12 level was 912.
Okay.
And she felt it was too high.
And what happens when your B12 level is too high?
I don't know.
Well, what happens to Bill Gates when his income is too high? Is it a problem? Is it a bad thing?
No.
That's an example. No. Thank you. That's an example of where something that's high is not necessarily bad. So this is a person, this is a doctor who's like, plays it by the numbers, looks at the range, you know, just is doing, you know, paint by numbers medicine, cookie cutter medicine, is saying, oh, well, you got to be in the range. Your cholesterol's in the range. I'm happy. Your B12 is high. Stop taking B12 because it's too high. There's no consequence to elevated B12. Virtually all my patients who take even a multi or B complex, they have high B12. Not a problem. Not a problem. It's one of the least toxic substances known to man. You can probably do more damage to yourself by drinking too much water than taking too much B12. So that's not a problem. And, you know, unfortunately, your doctor has done another first thing about nutrition. And it's clearly the case when she says that you should reduce or stop taking your B12. Your B12 is fine. And in fact, we use super high levels of B12 to treat certain conditions in patients with dementia, neurological conditions, peripheral neuropathy, you know, painful nerves. We use the very high levels of B12 to correct that. So, yeah. You know, so I'm not exactly impressed with that medical encounter. I think your doctor is scoring 0-2 so far in my book.
Oh, well, so should I continue with the B complex that I've been taking?
Unequivocally, I'll tell you. You know, I can't tell you on the cholesterol issue because I don't know all your circumstances. I can't tell you that there's not some compelling reason for you to be on a statin, but I kind of doubt it.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Now, another thing is my ferritin level.
We can't ask too many questions here. You could run your whole blood test by me. There's probably another sad chronicle about your ferritin, but I'm not going to go into it. All right, this call was kind of illustrative of the kind of medical care that people get in America. It's very perfunctory. It's, not understanding some of the basic concepts that underlie disease. Terry, welcome to Intelligent Medicine.
Hi, yes, Dr. Hoffman. I have a son that's 45, just developed shingles. He's taking an antiviral and Cafotrex, I think, or I'm not Zotrex. And I'd like to know, what should he be doing as far as nutritional medicine?
He's taking an antiviral, did you say?
Yes. Valtrex.
Oh, Valtrex, right. Okay. Yeah, so for shingles. Okay, so fine. That is okay. I mean, I see that that can actually shorten the duration of a shingles outbreak. But what I like to do when patients get shingles, it's really very effective. The issue with shingles is, number one, the duration of the symptoms, and number two, the likelihood that you will have a permanent condition called postherpetic neuralgia, which is a real catastrophe. It's just horribly painful, and the nerves are very sensitive. If you have it on your forehead, for example, just combing your hair or just a strong breeze can trigger excruciating pain. It can be devastating. So you want to avoid that. And Valtrex, yeah, that's reasonable. But also, I'd like to give patients, in this instance, what this lady was talking about earlier, I'd like to give B12 shots because this is a nerve problem. The nerves are damaged by the virus, and the B12 helps the nerves. We also like to give patients intravenous vitamin C because it's a wonderful antiviral. And, you can also take some additional lysine, which has antiviral effects, perhaps AHCC, which is something that we talked about in the previous hour, which is an immune-enhancing substance. That might be useful. It take additional vitamin D and selenium and zinc. And I've outlined a whole protocol for immune support in a podcast that I did just this week. So you can go to drhoffman.com and download it. And it lists all the various supplements that support immunity, which in these, troubling times with Ebola and this enterovirus going around and flu season coming up, that is a really big concern. And so I wanted to catalog some of the things that are going to make a difference. Let's talk to Virginia. Hi, Virginia. How are you?
I have wet macular degeneration. Is there anything I could do as far as alternative therapy, vitamins, or medical? What is going on?
Yeah, so there's two types of macular degeneration, and the dry macular degeneration is actually more amenable to nutritional care. And it responds, according to a series of very large studies, what are called the AREDS studies, which first identified zinc and then identified other antioxidants like vitamin E and selenium as being helpful, and then identified the omega-3 fatty acid DHA as being helpful. And of course, lutein and zeaxanthin. These are often combined in eye formulas all together in a convenient form. You can take one pill a day. And so those are the things that help for dry. But for wet, it's a different situation. And with wet, that's treated sometimes with an injection into the eye of something that prevents the blood vessels from proliferating. And it's actually a cancer drug that helps to prevent cancer metastases. But when used in the eye, it prevents the blood vessels from proliferating and causing problems and ultimately bursting, bleeding, causing damage to the retina. So the natural approach to that involves high doses of what are called bioflavonoids. So for a patient with wet macular degeneration, I might recommend blueberry extract or bilberry extract, perhaps with something like pycnogenol. That might make a difference for you. Okay.
Has it been successful with that needle thing you mentioned?
Oh, yeah, there actually is some benefit to that, but it only ameliorates the problem. It is not likely to completely knock out the macular degeneration. But have you had laser therapy for this as well?
Oh, no.
Okay. Well, you say no, but it has been proposed to you.
No, I've never heard of it. I mean, okay. Is it possible it could help?
Well, if your doctor is not suggesting it, it's not suggested. There's probably not a burst blood vessel that's going to make a difference in terms of.
Taking lutein.
Lutein is, again, it's good for the dry macular degeneration, pretty clearly. But for the wet macular degeneration, it's a different kind of situation. And so you will get a type of injection into the eye, which can slow the process down. But how is your vision so far? You still have retained some of your vision?
Well, I'm blind in one eye. I didn't go to the doctor quick enough.
But I see.
I only have one eye now.
Okay, so you want to retain the vision in the remaining eye. And so that's the issue that we're dealing with. Okay, so, yeah, in terms of the supplements, I would recommend high doses of the bioflavonoid nutrients, pycnogenol, and bilberry. Those could actually possibly help. But I think you need to undergo the conventional care because, you know, your vision is precious, and we want to retain the vision in the remaining eye. Okay?
But the needle you mentioned, is that what you call conventional?
Yeah, that's the conventional treatment. I think that if you see any specialist in macular degeneration, that's what they're going to want to do. So I would recommend. Yeah, you know, I think if that's what they're saying, you know, give it a shot because it can be helpful. All right, that's it for today's phone calls. And I want to remind you that this broadcast is just the tip of the iceberg of the intelligent medicine phenomenon because we've got lots of podcasts and we've got lots of information at drhoffman.com. This week, I read an article on my reaction to the new recommendations that people only take synthetic thyroid. I also did a podcast, clinical focused on natural immune support, as I said. And there you can subscribe to our newsletter. And also you can follow us on Twitter and follow us on Facebook. There's lots of information to be had for free. And you can find out about the products that we talk about here on Intelligent Medicine. So check it out. Have a happy Columbus Day and a great weekend. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman.